Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here, your genie from Percent Compatibility. I wanted to do a video on lessons from COVID-19. Let's be real. This situation is very serious. It's very scary. I have relatively good genetics, but I have Hashimoto's, so I gotta watch it. And just like everybody. So some people are at higher risk than others to catch it severely than others. And some people are lucky where they have mild and asymptomatic and they don't even know, so it's quite scary. So let's talk about some lessons that we've learned from COVID-19 to try to bring some inspiration, because I know this time is really difficult. This is not my first time being devastated by the economy. So for me, this is like, another one. Great. And if you're a millennial and you're watching me, you and I are probably thinking, again, seriously, again, we have to go through this again. This is not really fun. And those of you that have gotten laid off or had never encountered the situation, that's why I encourage people to stay humble. Don't take your job for granted. Not everybody is as lucky to get paid what they're worth. It's pretty scary. So let's go through lessons, right? Lesson one, relationships. Okay, Percent Compatibility encourages healthy relationships. I know it's hard to believe that those things can happen, but it is possible. And especially now, you are stuck in quarantine with someone that you could be married to or in a relationship with. And you may realize that their true colors are coming out. And you're like, crap, I don't really fully love them. I think I just got into this relationship just because I got into a relationship. Or because I was lonely or I didn't date enough, you know. It happens. It happens to all of us. It's happened to me before. And from life experience, I've learned my lessons, and I don't want to repeat that. I'm looking for true love, and I encourage people to look for true love, because that's what's really going to make things happy. And that relates to the loneliness statistics. Percent Compatibility talked about this a year ago, about how the loneliness statistics is a very serious problem. And I think we underestimated the power of community and solid relationships, and we underestimate how serious loneliness is. And Percent Compatibility is here to help loneliness. Percent Compatibility is determined to come out on top and help loneliness. And I'm working on this right now. I'm trying to get things going. I'm talking with my business mentor. I'm probably going to be recruiting a tech team soon. I have to try and figure that out. If you're looking to make the world a better place and help loneliness, especially now because the pandemic is huge, it's huge. It's a huge problem. And I am here to help. I'm genuinely here to help. I will treat people with respect and humor. So working with me is relatively easy as long as you respect the boundaries and don't disrespect anybody. We're cool. So there's the loneliness thing where that's really important. I think a lot of people underestimated this. And then when this pandemic gets over, everyone's going to be like hugging each other and crying and like, oh my God, I underestimated the importance of community. You know, it really is really important. Healthcare. We underestimate the power of easy access to healthcare. And affordable healthcare. I lived in South Korea for 7-ish years. So South Korea does have easier access to healthcare than we do. We are failing in that situation. And I feel like I'm still going through culture shock because of this issue. South Korea controlled the COVID-19 quickly. When I lived there, we got the pig flu, and we had the H1N1 flu breakout, and they slammed it like that. And that's because of partially culturally. So culturally, Koreans have the expression bali bali, which means hurry up. So this is good and bad. It's good because it gets stuff done, especially in disasters such as this. But it's also bad because they have a high suicide, high depression rates. And I worried about my students all the time, and there's other issues that go along with that. But the point is that easy access to healthcare is extremely important. Affordability is important, and then let's lead to on to finances. We underestimate the need for finances, for savings. American culture we have sometimes an issue where we sometimes live too much at our means, where we need to live more like under our means. In an emergency such as this, we should have, like, I guess we should have a savings for like a year just in case like a pandemic breaks out, you know, and car accidents and other things, you know. So savings and finances is humongous, and I think a lot of us underestimate the need for that, and this is a huge wake-up call. Huge. The recession in 2008 was a huge wake-up call for millennials, and people that got lucky and didn't have the impact that millennials did should not take their life for granted, but maybe they're impacted as well, so it's tough. Economy. Pursuing Compatibility is out to help the economy. This is a huge lesson about the economy, the importance of economy, the importance of creating jobs. And I told this to my students in Korea, that it's okay for the idea makers to be the idea makers, and it's okay for the genius supporters to be the genius supporters. The problem comes down to when the idea makers become obnoxious and entitled, and they take advantage of those supportive geniuses and workers and don't treat them with respect and pay them what they deserve. That's the problem. And I told this to my students, that the problem is that division. We sometimes have a war between the idea makers and the supportive geniuses, and that's really not a very intelligent decision to do, and not very intelligent leadership. And this happens a lot in our economy in the States, and even probably, I'm sure, globally. Pursuing Compatibility is not about that at all. I have very high moral code, so I'm out to help the economy, and that's what I've been saying for the past year. And then this also comes down to leadership. Like I just mentioned, this is connected to leadership. True colors show in leadership behavior and in an emergency, and how quickly you respond. I'll give you a perfect example. So I grew up as a lifeguard and swim instructor. I was a lifeguard and swim instructor for years. And this is a true story. My professor at college was coincidentally going to the same swimming pool I worked at, my indoor pool. And her husband and the son was coming to the pool. My shift was over, and two of my coworkers were on guard. I just coincidentally saw the drowning first, and I was already clothed. I took off my bathing suit, and the son of my professor's son came out of the locker room and just jumped in the pool and was drowning. And I just reacted very quickly like that. I just went to go get him, jumped in the pool and got him out. And my coworkers were all like, "What just happened?" You know. And I was like, "Why didn't you tell us?" I'm like, "I'm sorry. I just went for it. I didn't even think. I just did it." That kind of behavior shows true leadership, true respect, true humanity of what is right and what is wrong. And this is a huge lesson for us. And COVID-19 is a huge wake-up call. And we're seeing this around the country of true color show in a disaster. When you're in trouble, who's going to be really there for you? Who's going to really stick up for you? Who's going to be the hero? Because inside of us, everyone has a hero. Everyone can turn on that hero. Everybody can. But it's a choice. It's a proactive choice to learn, to have an open mind, to have empathy, to understanding. There's a proactive choice, and there's brain chemistry, to be fair. And also, to connect with leadership, this also connects with also mental health. Pursuing Compatibility has talked about mental health a lot in my videos. If you watch my videos, you'll see me talk about it a lot. Mental health is everything. Mental health affects our behavior. So sometimes people don't understand what good choices means because their brain chemistry is all, you know, discombobulated. So that relates to having compassion in that sense, because mental health is so incredibly important. We underestimate the power of mental health. Mental health is connected to our behavior and our decisions, how we communicate, how we relate to people, how we lead. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And a lot of people underestimate the power of mental health. And Pursuing Compatibility is also out to help that as well. So, Pursuing Compatibility is here to help people. That's my goal. So, if you are interested in participating in my business goals and want to make the world a better place, please do contact me at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. I'm trying to get this jump started going now because it's a golden opportunity to help the economy right now. And so I'm genuinely here to help. So please, please, please do not hesitate to contact me at PersonCompatibility@gmail.com. If you're interested in volunteering for me as in the tech community, I will be working in the tech field. Basically, I am a creative leader. I don't know everything. I have my business mentors and things like that. People like that are helping me out. Alrighty, so I will be getting a GoFundMe and crowdfunding page probably soon. I'm talking with some people about that. So yeah, let's reflect, everybody, and stay grounded. Don't watch the news too much, but it's important to watch the news to be aware, to have empathy that these real situations are happening, because we cannot ignore it. And wearing a mask is, for me, not a big deal because I've lived in Asia for so long. So, alrighty. So, I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. Please do not hesitate to reach out to me, please. And you can also make comments below on my YouTube channel if you want to help also, but I prefer email. So, okie dokie, stay grounded, everybody. Stay healthy. Take care of your health. Please take care of your health. Okay, sayonara. Ciao.